Watch, Pride flag removed over upstate New York Town Hall after board nixes its display. By Lowell Coffee Law, June 5, 2026. An upstate New York Town board decided to buck the sentiments of June's Pride Month by voting to remove an LGBTQ Pride flag from the town hall's property during a contentious meeting Thursday night, resulting in its official lowering Friday morning. The Webster New York Town Board scheduled the flag to come off the pole that it shared with Old Glory at 9 a.m. in the Rochester suburb of some 45,000 residents. A dozen or so protesters showed up to object and jeer as it was taken down. The flag was raised on Monday for the first time in Webster's history, before the board voted 3-2 to remove it. WHAM 7, the area's ABC affiliate, reported. Councilmember John Cahill introduced the measure at the meeting that called for only the American flag and state flag to be flown on town properties. On Thursday night, some agreed, but the measure also drew mixed reactions from residents in attendance. Government property should only display government flags. The U.S. flag, the state flag, and the municipal flag, resident Lori Reed said. This ensures neutrality, avoids political or social favoritism, and respects the purpose of public property as a shared civic space. Another resident named Wanda Moore disagreed. We have so many people in this community that aren't considered of the norm, she said. And I think flying the flag shows them that this community supports them and the life that they live. On Monday, Town Supervisor Alex Schaldoni said in a statement why he supported raising the Pride flag over the town hall. He wrote, "Not because it's a political statement. Not to make anyone uncomfortable. But because there are people in our community. Our neighbors, our kids' classmates, people we sit next to at Little League and school board meetings and Sunday services, who have spent a long time wondering whether this town sees them. We see them," he declared. In a statement Friday morning, Schaldoni said he was disappointed in the board's decision, evoking the visual image once more. Everyone deserves to be seen, heard, and accepted for who they are, he said. Contributor Lowell Caulfield is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.